Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. Your number was in our queue for a callback. Can I please have your zip code?
97123.
First and last name?
Harmon.
You said Carmen?
Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.
Okay, Harmon.
I have an order number if that would help.
No, ma'am, that will only help us find the product. It wouldn't help us find the person that's attached to the product. And your first name, ma'am?
Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E.
Okay. And how can I assist you?
I purchased two of your fitness trackers a few weeks ago, and I need to return one. It has been unopened and unused, and I need an RMA number.
Okay, and you said your zip code is 97123?
Correct.
Okay, ma'am. When I checked the system with those credentials that you gave me, your first and last name and your zip code, which is the three main things that our system needs in order to purchase the product, we're not bringing up any credentials.
Can you check the last name Brooks? Because it was purchased with PayPal, and my PayPal account is the last name Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. I couldn't find it online either, even though I'm logged into your website and it says that I'm logged in. It says it can't find any orders, and I'm sitting here
it's telling me the exact same thing. Okay,
okay.
I found it. It's in Brooks.
I spent over $100 on you guys, and I'm looking here at the receipt sent.
Yes, ma'am,
I
see it. It looks like they just updated your information, because your shipping address says Harmon and your billing address says Brooks.
Yep.
Okay, so that's where the issue was. Okay, so you bought watches and you want to return one?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and what's the reason that you want to return your second watch?
I don't really care for it. I will keep the one that I've been wearing, but the other one is still in the box, unopened, and I don't want to keep it. I don't really care for this tracker that much.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, I'm trying to look at our return. Okay, ma'am, I have finally found the return policy. Okay, the return policy is that we will issue you a return authorization number. Okay, you will need to pay for shipping upon return. Do not purchase. We do not pay for the return shipping. Okay, a refund will be issued, but it will be minus the 10% restocking fee. Okay, that means we will deduct 10% from the amount purchased for that product, meaning the amount that's going to be refunded. We will deduct 10% from that to restock the product.
Okay. And I also,
okay.
I also have purchased an extended warranty, a lifetime warranty, so I'm assuming that will be refunded as well.
Well, it doesn't tell us anything about a warranty. It only says the fit watch 1 and 2.
Okay.
So
the receipt from you guys shows that I purchased a lifetime warranty for one of them for $14.99. It's on the receipt you guys sent me. So, you'll need to figure that out on your side.
Because it don't look like they didn't charge you for the warranty.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they did.
Because two watches, no, ma'am. They didn't charge you for two watches within this by itself is $99.98. Okay.
Yeah.
They didn't charge you for the warranty because.
Ma'am, you didn't.
No,
charge
ma'am. They didn't charge.
$99.98.
We charged you. You bought two watches, ma'am. For two watches.
That.
The total amount for two watches is $99.98.
Yeah.
Okay. They only charge you $103. Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to disconnect this phone call because I'm a grown woman, just like you two are a grown woman, and we're not gonna do that.
Fuckers.